Good morning. This again is Father Joseph Hagen. I'm here at the Priory of St. Vincent Ferrer, and again joined with Father Hyacinth Grubb, our newly ordained priest. It's a joy to be with you again today. So Father Hyacinth, one common question, at least for me, is what is the name Hyacinth doing? Who is that? I'm sure he's a saint. Could you tell us a little bit about St. Hyacinth and a little bit about what it means to be devoted to him?
So St. Hyacinth is actually, he's one of the main windows in St. Catherine's Church is devoted to St. Hyacinth. Oh, yeah. So if people don't know who they are, you just got to go look at the window, right?
There you go.
But he was a Polish Dominican. He actually entered under Dominic. He was ordained a priest in Poland before he met St. Dominic. And he met St. Dominic when in Rome and was just completely taken up with the project of the order, this project of preaching for the salvation of souls. And so St. Hyacinth returned to Poland, which already had the Catholic Church, but only in its beginnings, and really strengthened the faith there. He was a great missionary. So he went all around Poland founding monasteries of both friars and nuns. And then the legends go that he took another couple of missionary trips, one out to Scandinavia. Mm-hmm. So he's called Apostle of the North. And then another one out to Russia.
Yeah.
And then the final legend, those ones are fairly well attested. So those are both historical and legendary. The final one, which is, there's less historical evidence for, but the legend goes that he actually went out to China, went almost to Tibet. And so he was a great...
He had good walking shoes.
He had good walking shoes.
Yeah.
And a great miracle worker. Yeah. And I'll tell you just the one famous miracle, one among many, of St. Hyacinth. He was in the city of Kiev. Mm-hmm. When the Tartars, one of those barbarian groups from Eastern Russia, broke into the city and started burning the city down. Mm-hmm. And he was in the monastery and just finished saying Mass when he hears them coming. So he grabs the ciborium, which is the gold vessel that holds the host, the consecrated host of our Lord. And he grabs the ciborium to run out. And as he's running out, he passes by a statue of Our Lady. A very large alabaster statue. They still have this one in one of our priories in Poland. And as he's passing the statue, she calls out to St. Hyacinth, "Hyacinth, my son, or will you leave me here?" And he says the thing that you should never say to your mother, which is, "You're too heavy, I can't carry you."
The statue, that is.
The statue. Still, don't
still,
say that.
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's a dangerous move, Hyacinth.
So Mary responds to him, "I'll lighten your load." And he picks up the statue and it's as light as a feather. And so he flees the monastery in the burning city of Kiev with this giant statue in one hand and the ciborium in the other. So that's usually how he's pictured.
That's beautiful. That could be the thought for today, that hopefully Tartars aren't invading us, but we carry with us both the Eucharist, Jesus' body and blood, soul and divinity, and we carry our mother with us, or perhaps they carry us. And that Jesus' yoke is light, his burden is easy. So we carry him that he may carry us, that we would have a sort of lightheartedness, even among our daily anxieties or our work, we would have that lightheartedness of the children of God. And so thank you again for joining us. Thank you for Father Hyacinth for sharing. And we hope to talk to you soon. Okay, God bless.